This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM in Popo Sada frequency. It's 12 minutes after 8. Welcome to the third hour of the show. We have music from Beyonce, Break My Soul, coming up in a short while. Philip Skoman is joining us in studio. He's the founder and broker at Remax Polokwane. And we are looking at how to boost your chances of getting a home loan approved in this current economy. And amongst other things, maybe you want to sell during this time. Is it ever a good time to sell? Is there ever a good time to sell? Those are some of the questions that we have this morning. So if you have any questions, you can find us on WhatsApp on 079-899-6226. You can also let us know what your experience has been. I mean, what is the one advice you wish you had received before purchasing your first property? Philip, good morning. Thank you for joining us, sir, and welcome to Capricorn Breakfast.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We're also in Tzaneen, by the way, and in Mokopane.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to cover the whole province.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you are literally, this is your business. This is what you do. So when you are trying to get clients to get their dream homes, what are some of the mistakes you have noticed that people get to make in purchasing, especially their first homes?
Well, one of the big questions that comes is, when is the right time to buy?
Mm-hmm.
And as I was saying earlier, there's never a right time. Well, the perfect time would have been last year.
Last year?
And an even better time would have been 2 years ago.
Oh.
And even better, 3 years ago. So the point I'm trying to make is, as early as possible, the best time is as early as possible. Because if you think about it, for the vast majority of clients, they all struggle at first when they buy a property. Mm-hmm. We all struggle. I mean, I struggled with my first bond payment.
Yeah.
It's not easy because you go from renting to buying. It's more expensive.
Yeah. Mm.
But the point is that people don't take into account the small changes that inflation brings in the economy. And 10 years from now, you'll be paying more for your car than you are paying for your house.
True.
And a lot of clients are waiting, a lot of potential buyers are waiting for the market to turn. The market's not going to turn. And one of the peak reasons that the market isn't going to turn is because of the National Credit Act, which is one of the good reasons that our economy is strong. I mean, other countries learn from us how to bank. We teach the rest of the world how to bank.
Mm.
And we've got a very strong banking sector. And one of the reasons I think that prices aren't going to come down, doesn't matter what the economists say or whatever. It's a simple supply and demand. It's economics 101.
Yeah.
The prices aren't going to come down because there's too little supply. Polokwane itself has a big shortage of houses. And so the point I'm trying to make is that it's always a good time to buy as soon as possible. And a lot of the market is waiting for the prices to sort of come down, or for houses to be repossessed.
Mm.
Let me tell you a secret. You don't want the housing market to crash, because your house is going along with it.
Yeah, you thinking I'm going to get something cheaper?
Why is housing a good investment? Because it's solid.
Yeah.
You don't want the market to crash.
Yeah.
Although buyers are waiting for this to happen, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So the point is, I would advise getting into the property market as soon as you can. One of the big things as well is, people live over indebted. We spend a lot of money on things we don't need to impress people we don't like.
That's a sad truth.
It's a sad truth. Yeah. We spend money on cars and this kind of thing, and clothing accounts, and we want to look good, but we never look after our family. I mean, wouldn't you like to leave a paid-off property to your kids?
Yeah, that'll be great. But then home loans, on the other hand, are just such a daunting, when you're thinking about them, just going to the banks. You say you have a solid banking system, but, you know, for people that are trying to get home loans approval and just that whole process, you know, for someone who's thinking, sheesh, I want a house, but that process of getting a home loan is just giving me nightmares. What can you say to that?
So we assist clients with that.
Mm-hmm.
We make use of a company called Better Bond, which is a home loan originating service. It's a totally free service to me as a company, and it's a totally free service to you as the buyer.
Okay.
The bank pays, the bank allots a certain portion of the home loan's value towards a commission, which would either be given to an internal consultant or an originating service.
Right.
So we make use of this company. It's a totally free service. We assist clients if they are not, in the position to currently buy.
Mm-hmm.
We help them to sort of restructure their finances so that they will be able to buy 6 months or a year from now.
Mm.
Okay.
So the whole process we assist with. We also submit to all the major banks To ensure that we get you the best interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
But the big problem is that people don't manage their finances well. They pay late, they buy things they don't need, like we said, and then they can't afford to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And as inflation goes up, interest rate goes up, you find yourself having less money and more debt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
you can't keep up.
But if you spent your money when you had it, instead of on clothing, you spent it on a house, your house will remain relative, your home bond payment will remain relatively stable over.
You know what it sounds like as I'm listening to you? It's like, as much as you're selling homes, the other part of what you're doing is like you're trying to get people to get their finances right in order for them to afford their homes.
Yes, but I mean, obviously my common goal is to get people to manage their finances right, because I mean, we specialize also in investment properties.
Yeah. Okay.
So the idea is to help you to build your financial rapport and your portfolio so that over time you become wealthy by buying the right things, not the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And so our big focus is to assist clients to do this.
Yeah. You know, we appreciate a bit of relief here and there, and that goes with the economy. And I think that's one of the most trickiest things ever.
Yeah.
When they say to you, do you want to go with, you know, inflation? When it goes up and down, you get a little bit of relief. It goes back and then it goes. What do you normally advise your clients to do? If I'm buying property, is it safe to take the fixed option? And I know that whether the economy goes down or goes up, I'm just paying this amount.
So, yes. Okay, but let me use an example. So let's say you're buying a property for 1 million rand.
Mm-hmm.
At the current interest rate, you'll probably pay about 9 grand a month.
Okay.
That's prime. If you manage your credit well, the bank will give you prime plus one or prime even minus. Okay. Mm-hmm. Meaning you'll get a lower interest rate because you are, managing your finances well. And remember, the bank is a business. The bank wants to sell you loans. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're a bad payer or you've got a bad credit record, they'll just charge you a higher interest. Okay. Now, the points I'm trying to make with this is, if you try to fix your interest rate, they'll probably, let's say you would have gotten 9%, now they'll give you 11%, and they'll fix it for a maximum of 2 years.
Okay.
They don't fix it for the 20-year term. This is what happened back in 2008 after the last housing crash.
Right.
It didn't affect us as much as it did the U.S. because of our strong credit act. And because of how the banks, manage themselves.
Sure.
So we actually in good hands when I'm saying this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to get back to the point, is it's more expensive, and there's a lot of risk but no reward.
In fixing. Okay.
I would always say variable rate. Okay.
Oh.
But now, remember the average interest rate over the past 40 years has been 16%.
Okay.
Okay, we're currently at 9. Why are we whinging? You know, my grandfather bought his house when it was 28%.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, four times what it is now.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, and it's always going to go up, it's going to go down. But the earlier you can secure your property, and it's going to become easier. So let me use an example. If you bought as the same unit that you can buy now for 1 million or 1.1, you could have bought 7-8 years ago for about 400,000, which would attract a bond of 4,000 rand a month.
Wow.
That's cheaper than your car.
It is.
And we're talking 7 years.
Yeah. Mm.
We're not talking 20 years. We're talking 7.
Sure.
So the idea is to get into property as soon as you can.
Even if you can get in today and you feel like it's expensive, 5 years down the line, you look back and say, this is really...
You will think it's expensive.
Yeah.
You will. And you will struggle to make your first couple of bond payments. Mm. It's a guarantee.
Sure.
But over time, you will become accustomed to it. Your lifestyle will start adapting. You'll take less debt that you don't need because you need to service this debt.
Yeah.
And you'd rather lose your car than you would lose your house.
Absolutely. I know we spoke about purchasing a property and whether there is a perfect time, but what about selling?
I'm shooting myself in the foot by saying this. But there's never a perfect time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
You make your money when you buy, not when you sell. Selling always costs you money. I mean, you need to pay the agent. There are taxes involved, these sorts of things.
Transfer costs, sure.
the real way to make money with property is also not flipping, like buying and selling for a profit. The source is onto us, bro. Mm. They're gonna nail you. You know, even the little profit that you make, they're gonna claim. They're gonna want income tax, capital gains tax.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm trying to say is there's never a good time to sell. You should be accruing more property, building your portfolio, and making your real income from rental.
Yeah.
Become a landlord. And that's what we specialize in doing. Yeah. I specifically specialize in investment properties.
So how do people get in touch with you if they want to become landlords?
Well, they can either pop into our office, which is in this mini office park in Polokwane.
Okay.
Or our Zanine branch. We also have one there. We don't have an office in Mokopane as yet. Or they can find us online. I mean, one of our major marketing portals is on our website or on... Yeah.
Okay, the website address?
We are www.remax.co.za.
Awesome.
R-E-M-A-X. And what I would advise to clients as well is find yourself a proper agent. Find yourself somebody with a track record that's been in the market for a while, because that agent would give you the right advice.
Yeah, he was just complaining about, you know, something.
Yeah, well, I came across somebody. I think they were just looking out for themselves. You know, there was a lot of things that we didn't discuss. One of them, I started realizing when we started going to some of the, I call them bad locations, you know, where here's this house that has been in the market for the last 9 years. And I'm like, why am I buying a house that has been in the market for 9 years? Am I not going to struggle when the time comes to either find rental or to either get rid of the property for whatever reasons that will push me towards that direction? And also the talk around rates. You know, that's another hidden conversation where if somebody sells you that property, they're telling you are just moving in tomorrow with your family and that's it. There's no, don't worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, yeah, there's a lot of discussion that can happen, you know, regarding what we just said. One big thing with property is people always say location, location, location. I'm saying not really.
Really?
No, remember, there's always a buyer for your house. If the house has been on the market for 9 years, it's the original sin of the seller overpricing his home. And we as agents know what houses will sell for.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't want you to buy something that's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Firstly, the bank is going to nick us. The bank won't find value in the property if it's overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something sellers can take to heart. The real reason people are struggling to sell their property, the only reason people struggle to sell their property is because it's overpriced. Price your property right, it'll sell. For a buyer stressing about location, I mean, if you really look at it, okay, I can tell you now, Shishegu has gone up by 15% in the last 5 years, per annum.
Mm.
That is faster growth than Bendel. But everybody wants to buy in Bendel. Why? Why?
It's closer to the mall. The town is growing towards that direction.
Shishegu has grown by 15%, where Bendel has grown by between 2 and 4% per annum.
Mm. Wow.
You know,
Something to chew on.
I've basically done a study on the past 40 years of capital growth. I'm talking just pricing that grows.
Yeah.
Okay, so you buy a vacant stand, basically grows between 1% and 2%. Stands are not investments. Stands are a waste of money. Plus, you need to put down 40% deposit. Why do you think you need to put down 40% deposit? The bank wants to ensure that they can sell your property if you can't afford it anymore. You get what I'm saying? So you lose your deposit and they sell it for half price.
Sure. All right, again, that was so interesting. Thank you so much for coming through, Philip.
Sure.
And so hope that people get in touch with you if they're looking at getting home loans and becoming landlords. That was founder and broker at Remax Polokwane, Philip Schumann.
Find everything you need.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.